This is the Home Tech Podcast, the Windows Home Server Meetup Edition from Madison, Wisconsin. Actually, I don't think we're in Madison. We're actually in Fort Atkinson, Wisconsin. But I'm here with some of the Home Tech guys, some of the regulars and some of the guys that come on as guests. And actually, Gordon is here with me in-house. Gordon, how are you doing here today?
Good. Thanks for having me on, Jim.
Yeah, it's been good. Gordon, what have you thought of the meetup so far? You've been here most of the day.
Yeah, I think it's good to get to meet some of the guys out of the forums and get to meet Jim in person and Dave. Good to see what other people are doing with the platform and their builds, add-ins that they have, and talking to some people about their plans moving from version 1 to version 2 eventually here.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you, so this is our first meetup, and this has been our biggest meetup that we've ever done from a home server show perspective. Is it what you thought it would be? Were there things that were different than what you thought, better or worse?
No, I guess I watched the Ustream video from the first meetup with Chris, and this is pretty much what I expected, saw on the forums to bring your hardware and stuff to review and show other people and kind of walk through stuff, and it's good. I sent the homeservershow.com/live to my wife and sister. Just to have them take a look, and it definitely helps with the wife acceptance factor. So.
Now, you just wanted to make sure that they knew
validation.
You were here, right? That's really what that boiled down to. Well, Gordon, it's good seeing you, and we'll come back to you here in a second. And guys, I won't introduce you individually, but just so folks know, with us today, I've got to Christian and Rich and Mike and Bill. You guys all have joined us at one point or time in the Home Tech Podcast. Thanks for coming on today and joining us in this one. Appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's good to have you. We had a bunch of equipment here. You guys out in the stream, everybody except Gordon is not here today. We live streamed this event most of the day. During some of the parts, I had trouble with the Ustream, and so the video dropped and such. But, guys, as you were looking in, anything stand out or any questions kind of come up from a home server perspective? I know you guys are all home server users in one form or fashion, but anything jump out at you as you maybe watch the feeds?
Yeah, not one woman has a home server.
Now, Bill. Actually, there was one gal here. I think she came with her husband. But yeah, you're right. It is it's a field of guys that are here, and many of them are still hanging around. Anything else, guys? Did you see anything else in any of the feeds? Any questions around the home server topic? We've covered a lot here today. Wow, that's a resounding. You guys need to know everything. Anything? Hey, let me ask you this from a feed perspective, right? So, if trying to watch this thing live and online, what are some things that that would maybe hold your interest a little bit more, or things that were done that really worked from a meetup perspective, if you got a chance to watch it?
I don't know. I like the feed. The actual sense, it kind of looks a bit structured. I mean, I can't really see the entire room, but it looks like there's some home server strangeness going on in the right corner and some podcast that is in the left corner. So
yeah. You do have a Christmas tree in the room too, if that helps.
Yeah. It's basically a double room that they've just kind of opened up, to make it one big room. And for some reason, the Christmas tree isn't.
Now, if you could get some Media Smart people on the gig there, then you could hook up the Christmas tree to the Media Smart server and do an LED HP light show. And that would be awesome.
That would be excellent. Rich, you've gotten a chance to kind of watch, and at one point we cut off, and you decided to take a nap. But
I did.
That nap on a Saturday afternoon is not always a bad
thing. Oh, no, it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
One thing I would do is maybe get somebody, dedicate somebody for a little bit every so often to maybe just pick up that camera and walk through the room and specifically get into
idea.
A group,
yeah.
Ask them some questions. Hey, what are you guys looking at? Why are you looking at that? And
it's a good, that's good.
Yeah.
It's good feedback.
It's really
good. Yep. It's actually coming off the camera in my laptop. And so, it's not necessarily a handheld camera, but I could pick that laptop, unplug it and carry that thing around and do some interviews with some folks. We had so many, early on, it was difficult to get everything working. I didn't necessarily have time to get that in. I think lesson learned is start maybe way earlier in the morning, like get here about 6.
Yeah.
That would probably be a good idea.
Yeah. We were running around pretty crazy. Bill, you just came in from mowing, but did you get a chance to watch it earlier?
Yeah, I was watching it earlier, and it was, you know, I was really impressed with, you guys had a lot of hardware down there, and just the turnout was really, really impressive. I'm glad to see the enthusiasm there in the Midwest.
Yeah, I know about 20 guys, and it lots of hardware. It's probably going to take me 2 hours to clean up this mess.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. And as soon as the pizza came out, boy, you should attach a piece of pizza on every server.
So you saw lunch when lunch got here, then? And everybody kind of swarmed food. It got real quiet here too as soon as the lunch got here. Imagine that. So. One of the things that was nice of having all this hardware here was the ability to just kind of walk over to something and have a couple other guys to talk about it in, you know, right there, right? And so I was trying to uninstall StableBit from my box, and it was having difficulty uninstalling, right? So you can talk about that. We were able to kind of talk through some of the Drobo pieces. Guys were able to touch and hold and feel how heavy and IO safe. Drive is, you know, those kinds of things. So huge, I think a really nice advantage of everybody just kind of bringing their stuff together and being able to look at it. Guys, if you were, you know, I know Mike, you're down in Atlanta and, you know, Bill, you're out on the East Coast. If you were closer, definitely something that you'd come to the next time.
Definitely for me. If I was closer, I'm about 14 hours away. So,
yeah.
And it's my busy season, so I couldn't make it right now.
Yeah.
If it was a different time, I would go. I did try and watch some of it on my phone while I was at work, you know, while I could still do work. And the challenge there was, even though I had it plugged into the computer trying to keep a charge, I was actually losing charge as time went on.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a net negative charge there. But, you know, it was interesting. I was able to listen to it and see people. The one of the things that I was trying to figure out is, you know, a lot of these people I've probably talked to on the forums, but I didn't know who they were.
Oh, you know, that would have been a good idea, too, is have them come up and introduce themselves on the stream.
Good point.
The challenge, I guess, with that is it depends on when you come in. If you come in after that you've already done that, then you've missed it.
Right.
I don't know how you would handle it.
Yeah, that's a tough deal. That's a tough deal to be able to, because you're right. When you're doing this thing, you know, all day, it makes it difficult to know when folks are dropping in. Let me ask you this. You know, we've got a Windows 2011 box up and running, and there of course continues to be some skepticism around the Windows Home Center 2011. In an event like this, if you were here or either watching it on the video, we didn't talk a lot about the 2011 box on it. But does an event like this give you an opportunity to make a more informed decision about a box like that, or is it more just networking with other guys? I don't know, Christian. If you were going to come and do something like this, how would you take advantage of that?
Yeah, I think it would have to be something where it was actually not demoed, but at least so that the stream, you could see the screen and kind of walk through some of the things in 2011 that people are looking at, because I know even the differences between what you can get out of version 1 and what you're getting out of version 2 are different. So there may be some networks that are better set up to run with version 1 and some better for version 2. So maybe if there is you know, not almost like a presentation where you could kind of look at different points and advantages to each box. But there is a lot of different hardware that server 2011 can run on. So also maybe a discussion regarding which is the most efficient hardware for the price.
Yeah, almost like breakout sessions.
Right.
Gordon, what are you thinking?
Maybe even have somebody actually do an upgrade during the meeting.
Yeah. I think at one point we had the room laid out in a way that would have been nice for that. But as folks came in, we kind of, you know, migrated around equipment. So you almost need two rooms. So like a hardware room where everything's there, right? And then another room that has a breakout for maybe some demos and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, put that into words, just when you have people come to the next one, maybe have them come bearing in mind that they're going to perform a presentation. You know, they'll
And then
you, like I said, you walk around, you walk up to that person, okay, hit it, you know, what do you got?
Right.
So
yeah. Like a mini CES.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah. And I wonder if you divided it out in that way where you've got maybe an expo hall where you've got a bunch of equipment and then you've got a quieter room. Because I know one of the hard things is I was trying to do a demo. You've got some folks who want to listen to the demo and other folks who want to do something else.
Yeah.
And so it might be nice to break that out a little bit separately so that you can, you know, you could do a upgrade demo or, you know, I brought my version one box broke this weekend and Thursday night, right after the podcast, it went down.
Cause I wasn't there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and,
probably. And, it was funny to listen to though.
Oh man, it was crazy. Live. Yeah. As I was in there with Andrew trying to fix it. And anyway, so I brought it with me with the full intent of trying to do an hour walkthrough demo of how I would reinstall my, you know, my Windows Home Server version 1 from the backup that I took a week ago before it went down, right? But maybe we tried to jam too much into too little time, Gordon.
We're not done yet.
Yeah, I guess we still have an evening to go. I mean, it's 10 minutes to 4, and we'd advertised we were going to end at 4. I think we're going to go way past that.
Yeah, yeah. I think the day just slips by the time we get going and get everything set up, that time flies. So.
Yeah, it does go really fast. Let me ask you guys that are farther away. So we'll start with you, Rich. In your area... how far would you travel for something like this to come out to a meetup?
Oh, somewhere in New England, you know, A couple hundred miles.
Oh, really? You'd go that far?
Sure.
Okay, Mike, is that similar thing for you?
Yeah, I could easily do, you know, 5 hours, you know, drive, something like that.
Yeah.
It would depend upon, you know, the part of the year, too.
Right, sure. And this is the busiest time of the year for you.
It is.
But Bill, what's your threshold on that?
You know, it depends where it's at. You know, if we're going west, I don't have a lot of traffic. I have to go north through New York City and northern New Jersey and all that. But, you know, I would probably drive, you know, overnight just to, you know, do one of these for sure in the East Coast.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's good to know. Christian, is there a limit on your distance?
Well, I'd say again, my driving experience is kind of is still a bit shaky, but I'd have a license in a couple months, so yeah. I'd drive probably up to 300 miles.
What, you'd bring your dad, right? I mean, he'd come with you.
Yeah, I mean, he's a home server techie, so. Yeah. But yeah, it would be cool to come up to the Northeast because I don't think anything has been brought up Northeast, so.
Yeah. We've tried to do two meetups before and they haven't necessarily gotten a lot of folks for whatever reason. I think this is the one that maybe might launch a few more as we do this. Guys, as things you saw here, anything, you know, again, I know it's hard for you to see. We talked about Synology Box. Of course, we have the Drobo here. We had an IOSafe that's here. We've got some version 1 equipment. We've got some, you know, Windows Home Server 2011. We've got a Media Center.
Boxy Box
here. Boxy Box is here. We've got Woot lights that are going off.
You've got crappy HP desktops staring down the U-Screen camera.
Hey, wait a minute. That crappy HP, that's my Windows Home Server 2011 box.
The broken one?
No, the one with the side off of it.
Okay.
Can you guys? I think that's the one. That's,
I can see it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're all tampering with your HP box, Jim.
I know. I wonder how much stuff's going to get lifted from the.
just watch it grow, Jim.
The premises before I get out of here today. But anything, if you were going to come to a meetup like this, I'll go to each one of you. And Rich, I'll start with you. What would be something that you definitely want to see an event like this today? What would you be looking for?
I think I'd like to see what the highlights are for 2011 as far as say like a client restore, you know. Okay. So yeah, see like what can go right, what can go wrong with that, different ways you could approach it, you know.
So for you, maybe a demo of it, right?
Where somebody maybe a demo, exactly.
Okay, all right, Bill, what do you think?
For me now, I'm on 2011 and I'm working with that. I like to see, you know, we've had long chats, obviously, in the forum, but I like to see what other people's idea as far as their hard drive structure is on their home servers, you know, for 2011 and bounce it around, you know, different ideas live with people talking.
Yeah. Yeah, that is nice to be able to do it here without, you know, you can network very, very quickly.
Right.
You know,
Yeah, I think that's the best part of it, because you can, you know, sometimes you can type something and it doesn't come out the way, or the mannerism doesn't come out. But if you're face to face, you know, you can definitely take an idea and run with it.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, one of the interesting things that we did all day was we brought John Zadler in via Skype. So he was, you know, he had a camera to the room and I had speakers where you could hear him. And it was almost like he was here. I mean, he, you know, it was that, so that you can almost virtually do it in some ways. He couldn't make it, so it's good to have him. So, Mike, what would you be looking for?
I'd really be just looking to meet people and network, like you had mentioned.
Okay.
You know, there's not much I would be looking to hear. I just want to talk to different people and hear what they do, like Rich, like Bill said.
Yeah, we talked a little bit about you because one of the guys was asking about, you know, completely virtualizing his 2011 box, and I said, oh, well, you need to talk to Mike. He's got that all virtualized.
You know what's funny is I do, and now it's causing me a problem, and I'm using a Windows Storage Server as my my box now, and it's a separate box. I now have a client that has had a problem, and I need to do a restore on it, and I cannot figure out how to get the USB key created off of my virtual Windows Home Server that's on my Hyper-V, because you can't pass the USB onto the client. Right. The virtual machine.
Right.
So I don't know how to do that, and I'm kind of stuck. So I still got some work to do there, but I'm moving that off. I've actually moved it off, and it's now a physical machine. But I do have a number of other virtual machines on that virtual server.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, well, and I also mentioned, for some reason it came up that we're talking about the photography stuff, and of course I got a chance to pimp your new podcast.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was good. So, Gordon, before you came here this morning, what were you looking for? What was like your number one priority?
My number one priority was to get to meet people from the forums in person, talk to them, get a little more personal with it, and build that network out. And in regards to Windows Home Server 2011, with that lack of drive extender, it is really interesting to see and talk to people face-to-face and what they've done with the OS drive and to replace that duplication that's now missing.
And do you feel like you got that in while you were here today?
Yeah, I think I got to meet Jim in person and some of the other guys in the forum, and got to see what some other people think about Windows Home Server 2011, reasons why they haven't upgraded from version 1. And then just to see how people are set up and what they think the best way to go is for them.
Yeah, yeah. You know, one of the things, guys, I found interesting, and as I meet you guys, right? We do all this podcasting. We talk every week. In some cases, every week. Sometimes a couple times a month. But when you get here, and Gordon, I don't know if it was like this, but it's like I've known you for, right? It's like I've known
you.
Yeah,
yeah. Walk right up to you.
And so, yeah. Have a good one. Thanks for coming out. So, anyways, I'm going to wrap things up here a little bit, guys. Christian, I'm going to ask you, you're the last one. What would have been your priority?
Yeah, I would have just, you know, because the home server show is a good example of an enthusiast community for people who are looking to do home server. So even if there was something towards the effect of how can these enthusiasts that showed up at this event, how can they not be trained but have the tools and skill sets they need to help other people who don't want to be taking this at an enthusiast level to have a home server.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Because they're the people who would be able to lead and in the community, because I mean, these are the people that are using it as users and are being technical with it, whereas other people just want to be users and other people just want to sell the product. So
yeah, I see what you mean. It was interesting because we did have somebody come today, I think from the community, right?
Yeah. Go ahead. We actually converted that person,
yeah.
to believing in Windows Home Server.
That almost sounded religious, Gordon.
wanting to set one up as soon as possible, actually. So
yeah, it was a good opportunity, I think, for somebody to come off the street and kind of get a hands-on approach,
yep,
to the home server and be, you know, and believe. That's funny the way you said that. Well, hey guys,
Bill. I apologize.
No, go ahead.
You might have said this and I missed it, but how many people were not from the forum?
Oh, that's a good question. There was probably three quarters of the people were Home Server Show listeners, forum members, and the other quarter were, I think, folks who had seen the ad or were friends or something like
that's
that.
Good.
Yep.
Okay. Sorry to bother you. I just on that.
Oh, that's pretty cool, actually.
That's a great question. Yeah. I think it's, you know, to be honest, I've never done an event. I've done industry events like this with Oracle or with Microsoft where, you know, usually during the workday.
Yeah.
And it's done at a corporate level. I've never done anything quite like this that's gotten this good of a response. That's done at the kind of at a personal level, right? I mean, people took their time to come in on a Saturday. Some of them traveled. Gordon, how far did you your drive?
5 hours.
Yeah, so you're 5. I was about 8 or 9.
Minneapolis
to get here, and so it really did require a commitment from some folks to, you know, really make it down here to get it done. So very, very unique opportunity. It's kind of cool today. Guys, I want to thank you. I didn't want to spend too much time podcasting today. I know you got busy schedules on Saturday, but I appreciated your feedback. That's very helpful to get that and get it recorded, especially so I can, as we think about doing this the next time, that we've got that stuff to work off. Any final thoughts from anyone?
You might want to get a cleaning crew because I don't think anyone's coming back.
I hope you got a lock on that door.
Yeah. So Dave's wife is here, and she's looking through the pizza boxes. We've got a whole bunch of equipment to tear down, and we'll be here for a chunk of time. I think a few of us may try and go out for a beverage or two here when we're done and find something other than this hotel room to stay in for the day. So, guys, appreciate you coming out. Any other thoughts? I didn't want to cut anybody else off.
Well, one more question on that. Was that Dave's kids too walking through there?
I think it was. I think it was. You know what's amazing to me is just from this laptop that we've been streaming all day. You know, while it hasn't been the best, I mean, I can do better with the live feed next time. But still, how much you really still could see, and how many comments about things people made in Ustream about what was going on here. So you almost. I mean, you saw what was going on here. You were almost able to be here. It was tougher to interact. That part was harder. There was no way for, you know, say, Bill, for you to interact with people in this. But I think maybe you got a good feel through that. And that, to me, that's fairly unique. I'm not sure I've ever done anything like that.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I mean, you don't need a super high-quality camera. I mean, you still get the feel with this. It's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Gordon?
Being somebody that watched the previous meetup when Dave and Jim had met at Chris's place, and then now actually being here live, being in their shoes, coming back to it, it's an interesting experience to see it from both perspectives. And
yeah. Now we recorded a lot of that stuff that was on Ustream. I just recorded it in 45 or hour long segments and dropped that onto Ustream so folks could go back and watch it afterwards. I went out yesterday or maybe even today and looked at the video that we recorded of from the meetup in St. Louis with Dave and Chris and myself. 960 hits on that thing. And
wow.
Yeah, that's crazy that video would get that kind of traction. So, oh, here they all come back in. They must have gone out for a smoke break or something. The Camaro.
James showing off his SS
Camaro. He's burning his tires off.
That's where everything went. The room just emptied, and we were like, holy moly. What are we going to do here? But yeah, Dave's Camaro's out there, and he must have showed the guys the rig, and that's cool. Well, guys, thanks for taking the time to come out and appreciate your input on this. And I'll tell folks if they are interested in the Windows Home Server, it'll all be captured. A lot of this information will be over at homeservershow.com. And then we'll have a link over there to get back to the Ustream recorded feeds if you guys missed any of that. I can't believe any of that video would be terribly riveting, but you never know.
Yeah, you never know.
You never
know.
You had
900 hits on the last one, and this one's even better.
And that was us eating Qdoba.
Now, what are you using to record that video?
Just Ustream. They have a record. Oh, okay. They have a record option, so it records it right there, and then just keeps it.
Hey, question about that. Yeah. Could you use an iPad to do that recording?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, then you might actually have better resolution when you're streaming. Is that possible?
Well, you know, Rich, when we were at CES and a couple other times, I've tried to use the Ustream app on my phone, which would very similar. And the problem has always been the upload speed to the, you know, it gets real grainy and real choppy. Now, here we had Wi-Fi, but I'll be honest with you, we absolutely crushed this hotel's bandwidth today.
Bandwidth, yeah. I mean, well, here's a second thought then.
Yeah.
So you you know, maybe you do walk around and you go up to each guy. Maybe they do a presentation with your, you know, your video. I mean, your laptop or your iPad. But maybe have somebody actually walk around with an HD and make it available afterwards.
Yes.
A link.
Yes.
You know, so maybe catch. Yeah.
No, I think that's a good.
I think, if you got, yeah, because if you guys do actually do a presentation where it's like bang, 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 you know, information, information, it would be a good thing to.
So it might be a couple days before it's you know, put up on the site, but that's turned into a turned into
and it's like advertisement for what you just did.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
That's a good point. Very good point. I'll need some next time. I'll need a few more hands to shoot the video.
Oh well, I can't help you with that. So I just bring the ideas.
And I'm thinking maybe this should be a kids' table next year, because I mean, these kids look like they're ready to jump in a home server. You see them running towards that hardware.
You watching that, Christian?
Those
are Dave's kids,
They're ready to set up raid. I mean,
there's going
to
be a peanut butter and jelly sandwich in my Drobo before I know it.
Or a cup of juice.
They're staring down the HP box. They see it's evil.
Red shirt loves raid 5.
Yeah, this drink is going in the HP box.
Open up the cup holder.
Yeah, you know, next year maybe we'll do live commentary on the video as it's happening.
Mystery Science Theater 3000.
That'd be a lot of fun. Well, guys, thanks a ton for coming out this afternoon. I know you got busy stuff to do, and I'll let you get back to it. Thanks for watching us on Ustream. I'll remind folks they can go over to homeservershow.com to see the video as we post it from Ustream. And of course, if you have questions or comments about the Home Tech Podcast, you can send me a show or send me an email. Send me a show. You can send me a show too if you want. I'm pretty fried today, guys. You can send me a podcast, podcast at theaverageguy.tv. Gentlemen, have a good afternoon, and we'll talk again.
Thanks, Jim.
Thanks, Jim.
Thanks a ton. I appreciate you coming in on short notice. That was very, very helpful. So, okay, it's time to start tearing stuff down.
All right.
Tear that P box down first. Get
out right out the window.
It's my box,
Christian. Out the window.
All right, guys. You know, at least if you put it in a non P case, maybe I could live with it. But, you know, that I have. Do you know, I have.
Here we go.
I have
go
like.
Go ahead, Christian.
I have three of those shell cases, actually four, lying in my basement with just the external, just the case, because I just couldn't deal looking at branded materials. So, I mean, if anyone out in the Ustream is
put a Windows Home Server sticker over the top of the.
Oh my goodness!
Put a Windows Home Server sticker over the top symbol.
Right. So, I mean, if anyone out in the Ustream is looking for a free computer case, I just have the best computer supply of cases. I mean, you can throw your micro ATX board in, you can test the home server stuff, and it's going to be rock solid.
It's a good thing.
Use it as a door
stop. I'm glad Andrew's not here to hear you talk
because, I mean, the truth is that the only hardware that he makes that is infallible is their case.
Oh my
edit,
god.
Edit.
It's the only thing that they can troubleshoot.
Yeah, now, Christian, do you think it's better than a Dell, or is it worse than Dell?
Oh, it's definitely worse.
Oh, Jim, by the way, you can make this audio so good. If you just bleep out when he says HP like he's cursing, it would be so funny to hear it again.
You know, that's a good – I think I'll do that in the
outtake. Oh, it's so funny.
I will do that in the outtake. So. All right, gentlemen, I got to get back to work, so we'll talk to you later.
Good luck going back,
thanks,
Jim.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye, guys.
See ya.
Bye, guys.
Watch us on the Ustream. We'll see you.
All right.